et nous sommes dans les rues d'Istanbul.
Hello, Gigi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We good. How are you?
Fine. Just I was working and I called you.
Sure.
Which is very exciting thing for me.
Which is very exciting.
Still okay.
So you are in Istanbul right now.
Yeah, I'm in Istanbul right now and I'm working as a designer in a package design company.
Okay.
So life is continuing although the corona
and how
and
is
depression.
How is Istanbul going? How is it going in your city? Are people masked? Is everything closed?
Actually, actually we are in a kind of, as a Muslim country, we are in Ramadan time, which it means that it's people are making fasting. So after 6-7 p.m. people are opening their fasting, they are eating something, so that's why we are locked down after 7 p.m.
Right.
So when I turn back home, everything is being closed as a store, and which is a very stressful thing. And in Ramadan time, and our government decided to you should be always at home because they don't want to give a permission to people go and visit their house, because which our corona is very, very high level right now in here and it's rising up. So that's why we stopped visiting each other and we are always using the masks. And it's very stressful actually, but although the situation in Istanbul, you know, the economically dynamics of everything and mass production is happening in here. So that's why it's very crowded, especially while I was trying to turn back to my home. Traffic is very highly level and people are so depressed, so stressful. But although the situation, we have a responsible to continue to
work
our job and making money and to continue the dynamics and mass production process is a responsibility.
But so are you doing the Ramadan yourself?
No, I'm not doing.
Right. And then you're saying people like quite, because it's a lot of stress on the
yeah,
system.
Yeah, of course. And
on top of corona, it's a lot.
For me as well too. Yeah, you know, you are not eating anything and you should wake up at, I think so, like 3 a.m. or something like this. They are eating that time and after they are sleeping and they are waking up like 6 a.m. for job or something like this, or 7 a.m. And after they are not eating anything, imagine that, and it's too dangerous if you ask me. It's very, I really respect anybody's religion, but it's not logic to protect your human system. And, you know, it's more easy to share the other people to corona with this situation. It's ridiculous, if you ask me, really. It's not logic.
And so you said people are depressed?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, sorry.
You said people, hello, I'm Xavier.
Yeah, of course, because people are fasting and extra, they are trying to work and they are trying to make money. And economically in Turkey, we are a little bit fucked up because of currency getting down and down and down. And we have a real problem about this. So people are getting stressed and they have to work. Whatever happens, they cannot make exactly lockdown because of economically we fucked up. People have to work. People have to make money for renting their house, their food. Economically, we are not good. So that's why we are very depressed about this. And so we are trying to save ourselves with something.
So the government,
for sociological way.
The government was not giving any money to people to support their business if they closed or anything.
Yeah, generally we do. Some people, they in beginning of the corona, they were giving some jobless payments. Some people, especially for example, I have a boyfriend and he's working in bar sector and he couldn't work in bar sector like, you know, all the corona process, and he was taking extra jobless payment from government, but it's so very few money.
Right.
And after he found another job, like for restaurant sector, and right now restaurants are closed, and restaurants are trying to be alive, just a packaging system, delivery system,
and
like this.
And how are you doing? You said you wanted to go back to your hometown. because you're not from Istanbul originally, but right now you are in the city. Did you choose to stay in the city, or is it just because you have to work?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm working in Istanbul. I'm living in here, and it's not easy to go my hometown, which is it's in south of Turkey, and my family a little bit elderly people, so that's why I don't want to take a risk. They took some injection vaccine, but it's still it's Chinese vaccine, and I don't believe it. It's that much helpful. Strong vaccine, so that's why I'm not visiting my family at all. Just I have a 2-3 flatmates, and I'm getting socialized with them, which is good thing having a flatmates like this in this corona time, because we have to live with together whatever it happens, and we are taking some health protection with together as a rules in our home.
So how do you deal to stay healthy mentally? How do you deal to keep the pitch? Like say Camille, what are your mantras? What are your?
How do you stay healthy mentally?
Yeah. My flatmates actually they are very good supporter for me because I have two German friends who they are studying in Istanbul as a Erasmus student. And they are always at home. We are partying, using alcohol, getting party, and sometimes I'm making some costume design stuff at home. And for example, last Sunday I was so stressful, and my job is very stressful as well too, because of in factory lots of people are getting this coronavirus, and we have to high level of protection in factory, and it's putting me extra stress. So that's why I really got crazy, literally way. And I opened boiler room at YouTube, and I wear some costume. I made some costume design at home, and I opened it YouTube, and I danced it alone with high level of crazy makeup, just me and YouTube. That's all, just like this actually.
And do people respect the rules, or do people meet each other, do secret parties?
Yeah, actually, we don't have that much secret parties in here. Maybe there's something because in Istanbul there are lots of tourists and lots of foreign people and lots of Erasmus students are coming to in here. Probably they are making it, but for me and my friends, we are not making it because it's ridiculous and it's very dangerous, if you ask me, because we are already living in city center and we have some visitors and guests. And although the situation, I don't want to get risk about this because it's so dangerous and it's getting very, very highly more dangerous. That's why we are not making this. Just our flatmates, it's enough for now, just for 5 people.
What about your performances, your artwork? Are you able to do any performance at the moment?
Yeah, it's not possible, of course, right now, because performance is directly related with the people who
public,
experience and live it this that moment, you know. And I really miss to actually to people who coming to visit me and see my artwork. But right now, I plan some work because of the corona. Something is a little bit getting worse, but I thought maybe I can make some digital works. For like a sculpture stuff, I'm gonna make some performance art at home. I'm gonna make digitalized, and after I'm gonna make sculpture after this performance stuff. It's gonna be story performance stuff, but of course it's not that much excited like before times, but still working on something. It's okay.
And how actually. do you plan to get out of the situation? How do you see the near future? Do you think we're going to go back to a normal life soon? How is it going to be in Turkey?
Yeah, actually, minimum 1 year we have still. And we are trying to adapt ourselves to new rituals, new daily life routines. So that's why probably I'm going to change lots of stuff. But after, of course, it's going to be open like a 1.5 year probably. And just probably our connections between with the people, with the other people, it's going to be kind of a filterized relationship going to be happen. Maybe we will still travel some countries, new countries, but it's going to be always kind of one step back connection probably. but I really miss the people to hug and make party and connect to, with together, actually. But it's going to be happen. I believe it, this, actually, whatever it happens, although this hard circumstance.
Definitely. Well, hopefully it will happen. Thank you very much.